Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Now, did you hear about the fist fight that broke out between family members at a Christian high school graduation in Memphis over the weekend? Yeah, police say the fight started over a saved seat in the audience. For heaven's sake, literally. 3-day weekend almost upon us, with a record number of people planning to travel for the holiday. According to Priceline.com, the top spot for Memorial Day travelers this year, Cancun. The other top 10 destinations on the website, Orlando, Denver, New Orleans, Memphis, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Myrtle Beach, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Of course, all those travelers will be coming to Michigan at some time this summer, right? Ever since people realized bread was evil, they've tried to find new substitutes for sandwiches, whether it's KFC using fried chicken as buns or Taco Bell. Well, also using fried chicken as a taco shell. Here's the latest. The Fresno Grizzlies minor league baseball team in California is selling a chicken sandwich at their ballpark that uses a giant pickle as a bun. The pickle is cut in half just like a big hoagie roll, and a bunch of Nashville hot chicken is dumped inside. No word on whether it's any good. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. General Mills is giving away 10,000 boxes of marshmallow-only Lucky Charms. Marshmallow-only. To win a free marshmallow box, you first have to buy a regular box of Lucky Charms and check the special code found inside against the winning numbers on their website. The 10,000 box giveaway will last through the end of the year. Forget it. For the first time in 30 years, a woman will call network play-by-play for the NFL. ESPN is broadcasting an opening week doubleheader on Monday night, September 11th. The second game that night is Chargers at Broncos, which will be called by Beth Mounds. The last time a woman did NFL play-by-play was December of 1987. Cool. You know how the hottest TV trend right now is to reboot old TV game shows? Well, TBS is joining the fray, bringing back the old game, The Joker's Wild. This time they say it'll be looser and comedy-based with the host, Snoop Dogg. All right. Here are a few random facts to get the week going. The state and capital with the fewest total letters is Boise, Idaho, at 10. Nintendo named Mario after the landlord of their first warehouse, Mario Seagale. A way to get an extension on paying rent. And in 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer of Black Sabbath. Now the stupid jeans trend just keeps moving. In the past month, we've seen companies selling see-through jeans and the ones that are pre-stained and fake mud. And now this. A brand called Y Project just started selling women's jeans that have detachable legs, so you can quickly convert them to jean shorts. Oh, and they cost $425 a pair. The picture I'm looking at, these things look all ripped and ratty. I must be getting old. That age-old belief that dogs have superior smelling abilities over humans turns out to be a myth. Scientists now say humans, dogs, and mice all roughly have the same capacity to distinguish odors. We're all capable of separating about 1 trillion different odors. However, dogs and humans have different smelling processes. So while dogs can pump their olfactory receptors with odors around them, humans are more likely to collect scents in the air. That's why a dog can smell urine on a hydrant, while we're better at smelling good wine in the room. New study out of England found birds pick nesting sites based on their neighbors. Birds pick trees and other nesting areas where the neighbors have similar personalities to their own. So they say social interaction plays a role in birds' decision-making process. The researchers liken it to students selecting roommates. Vanier County Relay for Life is set. It's called Wish Upon a Cure. And it's Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. till 10 a.m. at Bangor High School. And again, they've got a Disney Pixar theme for 2017, Wish Upon a Cure. Learn more about the information at relayforlife.org/Van Buren County MI. You can also track them down on Facebook or call 1-800-227-2345. Relay for Life, Van Buren County West, Saturday and Sunday, June 10, 11 at Bangor High School. We'll see you there. It's one of our stops on our cozy summer tour. Not sure where this knucklehead story came from, but this entire school year, 17-year-old Brad Howard has been causing trouble in his physics class, talking out of turn, interrupting the teacher. He was warned repeatedly about his behavior, but wasn't able to get his act together. So as punishment, his dad showed up at the school and sat with him for an entire class day to keep him in line. Of course, it was embarrassing. The dad hopes it was embarrassing enough to keep Brad on the straight and narrow, at least through the end of the school year, so dad doesn't have to go through another school visit. Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about. Please send it to me, paul at wcsy.com. You can fax to 637-2675. Leave a message on Facebook. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are available online 24/7 at WCSY.com, our website. They're also available on iTunes. Just search the Daily Buzz. Become a subscriber. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great week.